just love me, love me.
And you probably would not believe the capacity that humans have latent inside of them. I think some of the best songs have been written. You just heard John Legend and Brandy with Love Me Quickly. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce, and it's Confessions Thursday. So I really would love to not even go anywhere else, but I think it's really worthy of note. Out of Davos is what might be referred to as probably the most interesting scenes right now on the face of the earth. So as you might have guessed, I did tell you, I think it was Wednesday, I told you a Tuesday, that in Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum is holding. Well, they usually do annually, so of course this year is no exception. And the CEO of Pfizer was met while he was on his way to the venue in Davos, and reporters, you know, relayed him and pretty much interrogated him, and all the questions he was asked, he answered none. And so he was asked questions like, you knew that the vaccines did not provide protection, why did you insist that people take them? You knew that you were going to make money on over the lives of people dying as a consequence of taking the vaccine, you said nothing. And even many more questions that he didn't give answers to. So I want to just play about a minute or probably less than that of the conversation while he was walking from his hotel to the venue in Switzerland. And I hope this really works out in our favor. Let's believe and hope without interruption you can get a good 30 or 40 seconds from this.
Mr. Bourla, can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop mission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
Why won't you answer that question? I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop.
All right. So I'm having a little network issue here. It would mean that I would have to, at a later time, provide you this audio clip in all of its entirety. So I would ask that you please be patient with me. Best believe he didn't give an answer to the question. They even asked him if he thought he was worthy of jail for what he had done, and he couldn't answer those questions. And let's see, Davos is ongoing. By the way, out of Davos is what might be referred to as what the world thinkers have thought for you. They assume that in the next few years to come, there would be a cybersecurity attack. Yeah, it's exactly what your nightmares are made of. And I think I would love to be the one who tells you about it. Okay. So probably on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, we'll talk about this next week, God willing. Welcome to the show. And of course, you know exactly what we're up for. Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now, the rules of the game is rather easy and simple. You call in, you don't say your name, and you have to really just make sure you have collected your story properly, just so that when you relay that story or relive that memory once again, you're pretty much just hitting all the right notes and to the point. And I know exactly what I mean. So please, when you call in, you don't say your name. You turn off the volume of your radio set. And I think we have heard the most mind-boggling stories right here on radio. You're at liberty to tell us the much that your emotions can afford. All right? Crazy, weird, dark, regretful, sad, painful, confusing, whatever it is, all on 99.3 Nigeria Info's Confessions. Once again, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The latter is for the ladies, and it's with pleasure I invite you again to Confessions Thursday.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the sunny side.
Hello, welcome to Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Can you hear me? 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me? Hello, welcome to the show. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me? Make it back. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, sure, I do.
Please go ahead.
I'm calling from 3D. Right, just... Yeah, glad to say.
Pardon me, where are you calling from?
from 3 Division here in Claro State.
3 Division, what's that, a police station?
Is
that a police station or a military base?
Oh, it's a military cantonment.
Oh, okay, okay. What's your confession? It's good to have you.
All right, there's something going on for a while now, I think 6 months. I have, a girlfriend. She's my superior. Will I just say I've been into an abusive relationship
with her?
And I don't know how to, you know. She threatens me, and whenever I want to leave her. And it's really causing me pains, and she just don't want to see me with any other woman. When she seen, even with my siblings, I think the last time my sibling came to visit me here, I told her this, my sister, but she didn't believe that. And she just started fighting my younger sister. And I just don't know how to leave this relationship. Whenever I say I want to leave, I see myself being in the same relationship. I just need advice from you.
Yeah, sure. But hold on. First of all, how did you get into a relationship with her? She's your superior. So my guess is, besides work, both of you were once friendly, right?
No, we met in Lagos. When they posted me to Lagos, guys, in Ikeja cantonment.
Uh-huh.
We met there. We're in the same unit.
And you liked her right there?
Yes, I liked her because... she is the first lady I've ever loved in my life. And
okay. Yeah. Wait, are you in love with her?
I love her, but I just want a relationship. I want peace. Peace of mind. I don't want all this fighting, and she don't take correction. And honestly.
Okay, so... have you given her reasons to not believe you? Have you cheated on her before? What's her concern? Is it with men in general
I've never cheated. I've never cheated on her. She just don't want the opposite sex close to me.
Then I think you should discuss with her.
She doesn't want to see anyone around me.
Well, that's possible only if the reason they're around you are not things that put a strain to your relationship. You see that? So now that she doesn't even allow anyone, including your sisters, about you, now that's a really terrible situation. I think you should sit down with her and say, you're not making this relationship work by your attitude or your disposition to people around me. There's a misunderstanding
problem, you know,
here. Okay.
Joyce, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Please go ahead.
It's just like, how will I put it? Like she's possessed. She'll be nice. And later on, it should be something else.
Do you know what triggers that something else? Do you know, like, does it come with the moon? Because, you know, like, witches, vampires and the moon are just something. Do you know what it is? Is it a night? Is it daylight? Is it good? Does she hate good things? Like, you have to give this thing's language.
Well, she's a good lady.
Ah, you're saying two things at this point. Like she has moments when she's good. Then she has another time on the clock when she shapeshifts into a monster that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So maybe she's not good. Look, maybe she's not.
When I talk about good, I mean her character, you know.
The same character that you and I are talking about.
Like that's the point I'm trying to say right now. She'll be good now. Then just give her some time. She'll just change all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's not being good. Mm-mm-mm, that's not being good. That's witchcraft. That's not being good. That's not straightforward. So you can't even bank on that. You can't guarantee that you'll see her tomorrow and you say hi, honey, and she's hey babe, I'm good. Like you can't bank on it. You might say hi, babe, how are you? She says hi, babe, how are you? And it's good now. And then tomorrow evening, you're like, hey, babe, how are you?
And she's like, hey, babe.
Like, I don't know what you're dealing with, but it's not good. Good doesn't fluctuate like this, not when there is no actual problem. So this is something else. I think you should discuss with her and say to her, I love you, and this is not working. Your behavior towards me and what you think about me and me with other people needs to be discussed. Let's simplify the issue, and I would love for you to trust that. And by the way, what are her concerns? You try to fix her concerns, and then if it's not working, you know it's really okay to say, I've really given this everything, and it's not working. And I would love to simply not go on with the relationship.
Yeah. I'm even happy because right now, at least, I'm having a bit peace of mind right now because she went for a course in Bauchi.
So the only reason you're at peace is because she's not around.
Yeah.
Come out. You're not in a relationship. Come out. Leave that thing you're in. Whatever it is. It's not a relationship. I think you should be missing her. I think you should want to see her. I think you should want to be with her. I think you pretty much at this point should be telling me you want to go to Bauchi where she is. Any excuse to be around her.
Joyce, there's something happening. Do you know, sometimes when I'm around alone, I'll be like, let me say happy. But immediately I see her, like I see her driving in, my mind starts beating.
Ah, come out. Pata, come outside. Come on. No. You know, I don't know what you're in, but it's not a relationship. Please.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I just want to hear. Thank you.
Come out. Yeah, sure. And I appreciate you. Find the guts to come out, please.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a nice
day. You too. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
It's good to have you here. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to talk to the guy that just talked to you, Joyce.
1 minute.
I have a brother. It was exactly, when he was talking, I thought maybe my brother raised up from the dead. His name is Wilson. He was in love with his superior. Just exactly the life of this lady. I'm just thinking, is it the same lady again? off and on. When we tell our uncle to pull out, he said, no, I can't do without this lady. Now she's dead because this lady wanted to fight one of our sisters. Mistakenly hitting. And he hit his head. He was rushed to the hospital. He died with the uniform. Please tell him to step out immediately before he rests in peace. Bye, Joyce.
Thank you for calling. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. Welcome to the show. You don't say your name, remember that. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, do you have a confession? The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's good to have you here. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't. I want to contribute.
1 minute.
Okay. I think before we advise that the man walks away, how about I sit down and find out what triggers a reaction? She may have been in previous relationships where guys or men have dealt a blow on her and she's trying to be overpossessive just so she can protect her. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody can just wake up from the bruise and start acting weird.
Some people act weird. Some people do.
I know some people act weird, but in cases like this, must have been triggered by a situation or a previous relationship.
So real quick, what do you think a brother should do?
You need to sit her down like you spoke to him the other time. Sit her down. If you can't sit her down, you're a military man. There are ways of doing some...
No. Those military rules, no, don't apply in a sexual relationship. It doesn't.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Do a background check. Find out about her past relationship and what has happened. That way, you might have a clue as to why she's acting this way. Well done, Joyce.
Thank you. Nigeria Info, the Sony side. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Thank you, Joyce.
Speak closer to your mouthpiece. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, I'm dancing.
All right, you have a confession, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you do us a favor?
What?
Please, my name.
You don't say your name, heaven.
Okay, Joyce. All I want to ask every comment, right, should just be just one or two on any case.
All right.
A lot of people are bored and they want to actually say a lot of things from their mind.
All right. Thank you. You're not saying one or two. Keep to your own rules. Well, thank you. I think I get the point. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Nigeria Info. On day. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. When you're calling, you don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, ma.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Sister Joy.
Afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Yes, ma. I have a confession.
Go ahead, please.
Really, this thing has been bothering my mind.
Yeah.
This thing happened in 2020.
Yeah.
During that lockdown.
Okay.
During that lockdown.
Uh-huh. I heard you.
There was a lady at a friend in 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I friend this lady before we parted. Then when I now came to Lagos, I started working in the same company. And I saw her. She had married now. Because me that I talked to her, I'm above 50.
Oh, okay.
So I've got married. We started working in the same company. She had also separated.
Yeah.
I have married. The girl started lusting over me again. And I told her that I've already married. I don't want such a relationship again. He said, it doesn't mean. He started blocking me every day. Even till now. I said, no. I said, I don't want to cheat with my wife. I don't need that. But the lady is troubling me every day. You know, I wanted to even work my transfer to another branch. In Lagos, where my boss is telling me what is the reason why they want to be transferred. I did not want to tell my boss about the reason. But this woman, she's troubling me every day. I don't know.
Don't say you don't know. I mean, come on, man. What do you mean you don't know? You know now. You know enough to know that it's bothering you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think you're falling for her? Are you falling for her? You think you might fall for her?
Yes.
Because you still like her.
She's trying to seduce me. I don't really like her again.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Go right back. Wait. You don't like her again?
No.
Well, you mean that you don't have any sexual attraction for her?
I don't have that feeling.
Good. No. So you can't be saying you don't know because that's your answer right there.
I don't have that feeling because the way she's behaving every day, she even brings food for me.
And you collect and eat, right?
I won't lie. I will collect it.
Olojo, look at you. You're running away, but you're holding on to the thing you're running away from. Really? She brings the food and you collect. So you're not even, I don't think you're resisting her enough. You're probably not even resisting her. You just are pitying your wife. I think you're considering your marriage. But you're not resisting this woman enough. Because if you know she's really desperate for something and she gives you food, you know why she's doing it. She's not even doing it because this is something she'll do for every other person. You know why she's doing it. Then you don't take it because you don't want to, without words, say to her, it might take a while, but you'll get it.
But some of my friends, they are persuading me. They say, I'm not a guy.
I mean, you're not 12. Come on now. I mean, you're 50, you said. So what? Your friends are telling you something you can't think for yourself. You don't know what you want. You can't tell your friends to shut up.
What I'm saying now, am I to still do my transfer?
If you can. But what if you get there and another woman was chasing you? So you see, running is not the answer. You have to be able to build your will and say no and stand by it until she caves in, until she gives up. You have to be firm when you say no. You have to say no and mean it. Don't say no and collect food. Say no and say no. Like, everything around you should be no, 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 everything. Mm. Your smile, the way you greet, the way you, the minutes you spend with her, like, everything about you is just saying no. Like, she'll get it. But if you say no, and then she's like, oh, by the way, I cooked rice with, what's a good fish in the market right now? Stockfish and what else is, there's this tilapia. And you're like, oh, okay, I am, bring it. And then you sit down and then you eat. And then tomorrow she's like, hey, how far? And then you'll be like, I thought I said no. What sort of man are you? Are you going forward or coming back? Or you're going forward and coming back?
Okay, 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 okay.
I'll say no and stand there. Say no and mean it. Don't call me next week and be like, Joyce, it didn't work. Or don't do that.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. I do appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Child, bite your tongue.
Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. And if you'd like to leave a confession on WhatsApp, I'd love to read from you. Remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Confessions Thursday. You can catch us on our YouTube page, on our web page, and on Facebook. All right. So if you leave me a comment, I'll catch it. And if I need to share it, that'll be done. All right. But remember, it's predominantly for confessions. And so we wouldn't even be taking too many advices. We'll just take a few and then be on to the purpose of why we are here today. Okay. I think I'm off on a break because, it's time to pay them bills. So we'll be right back. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info.
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
Welcome right back to it. It's Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. When you're calling, you don't say your name, and the stories begin. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Afternoon. Confession.
Sure. Yes. Go ahead.
My confession is that I went to, because of the topic day before yesterday, and yesterday and last week, you know, me, I abuse God.
Bring it back.
I abuse God. I said, I abuse God. But God used it to teach me the best in life.
You what?
I abuse Him.
You abuse God?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So what am I doing? I see the problems in the world in Nigeria is no truth and is no beautiful life. He said, I'm the cause. Your forefathers are the cause. I said, okay, tell me how I'm going to deal with 100%. Then he said to me that if anything I want, I wish my country, Nigeria, or the world to be, I must be at the end. I must count myself first and make sure I practice it perfectly. And my country will be nice. And he revealed how it goes for me. Can you hear me?
Wait, but I think you don't serve God. How is this happening?
Listen to me with closed mind.
I'm trying to understand your context. I'm listening to you, and I'm failing to understand, so I must understand the import in order to follow the conversation. So, you don't worship God.
Yeah.
So that's why you would insult Him to begin with.
No.
Heaven.
Again, I was praying. Going to different praying place, doing this, doing that. What things is getting.
But you said you abused Him, or you insulted Him.
Yeah, that is the only thing.
Oh, wait, you worshipped Him, then realized that He wasn't the one for you, then you insulted Him.
No. Because what I'm doing there is not worshiping. I'm dating one side, push everybody.
Oh, you are prostituting, a religious prostitute. Okay.
A long time, dating.
And then he revealed himself to you, or he spoke with you? He had a conversation.
Okay. Directly, not because of any religion, he spoke to me. Openly, when I was asking questions, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? Why I cannot live better?
Okay.
You understand? Then he told me whatever I want to be. I said, yes, I want to be truth. That is justice. He said, please, you must practicalize it. Put yourself first for anything you want for your country to be. Because anything your country be, you will be that.
All right. Good luck to you, then. All right. Well, I guess the questions of your life has been answered. He's answered your questions, right?
Yes, because he answered the question perfectly. He gave me the direction to do because he made me to know that I am the problem.
Then go and sin no more.
That's how I start life. I told you. You don't tell. I subscribe life of truth 100% to humanity.
Oh, heaven, you're going
and
back.
I post for it. And I've also, that's why I answered your question yesterday. So, whatever you want to be.
So, that's your confession today.
Yeah, whatever you want to be, please, peace in your country, show it.
Thank you.
Be the first person to lead. Lord,
all right. Lead by example. There are no heroes. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you. Oh, wow. .3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. It's right now 7 minutes past 1 p.m. on the clock. And it's crazy the way the confessions sometimes go, but I'll try my very best to do read as many messages, because apparently I think the messages come Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'm all over the place. I'm with you trying to make sure I read your messages. Let's begin with WhatsApp. I'm currently in a relationship with a lady. She's respectful and possesses most of the things I want in a woman, but I'm confused. She gets sick most times that I have to use my money to buy drugs for her every time she visits. It's either one health issue or the other. I don't know what to do. I feel like ending the relationship. So hold on a second then. You want to evaluate what you mean when you say that you are in a relationship. Are you in the relationship for the good times alone? Or are you in a relationship come what may? You have to define that first. It's like, wait, so you want to leave her because, well, you can't quite deal with his health issues, right? And my guess is you're going to go somewhere. You're going to hope that that other person is healthy. But yeah, but there are many people whom one experience or one death experience have killed. Like they die from just one experience. So I'm not sure how you want to play this one, but you really want to, first of all, figure out that life isn't what you want. Life is life. And then you want to figure out how good you can play the game of life. Except you don't like her, and it has to be besides her health. First of all, if you define the relationship and while you're in one, then you want to find out what's wrong with her medically. Is it a genetic thing? Is it a... what is it? Like, you have to find out. It's not enough to just be in bed with someone and not know why they fall ill. First of all, you're in bed with them. You should know why they're falling ill. So if you're in it, I would say you have a little job to do. Now, don't fail at that. It's little work to find out what's wrong. You don't have a relationship problem. It's a health concern. Imagine someone leaving you because you fell ill. So I hope that's simple, right? Yeah, both of you can determine one time you go have a thorough health check, figure out what's wrong with her. And if she needs to change her diet, you help her change her diet. It might also help you too, because usually if both of you have to change your diet, diets, one thing is guaranteed that both your health get better, or say the other person's health improves. You don't leave just because they're ill. Where do you know you are going to that there's no sickness? Not even with the junk you all eat these days. From instant noodles to all those other things you eat because it's sweet. There's sickness everywhere. My niece has cancer. It's like, where are you running to? Thank you very much. Z 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Have you done that?
I've done that.
Thank you. You have a confession, right?
I don't have a confession. I don't have a confession.
Your line isn't clear. I do apologize. That's not going to work. If you would, I hope it's better the next time you try. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please speak up for us and go ahead.
Yeah. I was dating somebody and then last year.
Can you, pardon me, sorry to interrupt you. Could you speak closer to your mouth, please?
Can you hear me?
Well, if you speak up, yes. Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, this is better.
Hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead. Hello? Okay, now I can't hear you anymore. Please call back. You're on the sunny side. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello? Hello.
Welcome, ladies. Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
There is things that have been bothering me for some time right now.
Let's hear it.
Oh, whenever I sleep, a man used to come to me in my dreams to have sex with me. He used to come in form of woman, in form of man, in form of all kinds of things to come and have sex with me.
Sorry, bring it back. When you sleep in your dreams, a man comes to have sex with you in your dreams, right?
Yes.
But he takes different forms.
Yes, to come and have sex with me.
What kind of forms now? I didn't hear that one clearly.
It's coming in form of woman.
Oh, okay.
It's coming in form of one Kyla that I've dead before.
A cat that's dead?
It comes in form of a woman. It comes in form of one of my ex-boyfriends.
Oh, okay.
So this thing has been going on for a very long time.
How long ago?
It has been like 5 or 6 years.
How old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
So pretty much maybe when you turn 19.
Yeah.
Okay. They waited for you to be legal. That's fair game. All right, go ahead.
No, I don't know what to do. And this thing is really disturbing me. It has gotten to the essence. That whenever some time I'm at home, I'll be seeing blood stains around the wall.
Blood stains on your wall?
Yes.
Whose blood?
And the blood stains, the person I'm seeing in that dream used to tell me, "I will kill you." I used to hear voices. I see, I will kill.
Wait, the demon that's sleeping with you also wants to kill you.
Yeah.
Such a punk.
My room.
Whose blood is on your wall?
Even blood to write some things in my room.
Oh, okay. Oh, he writes words in blood on your wall.
Yes.
So it's not your blood. It can be probably his.
Yes, telling me, I will kill you.
And you're 25, so he hasn't killed you yet. So you have a fighting chance. All right. So do you think you know what this... Okay, you want to say something? Go ahead.
Sometimes I got tired of it because I'm afraid of... I don't know what to do. Today's time, I feel like committing suicide.
Yeah. So, have you told your parents? Where's your mom and your dad?
No, my dad. They are not mom.
Both your parents are dead?
Yeah.
So, who'd you live with?
I live with my auntie.
Okay.
She's the one that brought me to Lagos, and she's dead too.
And what?
She's dead.
Why is everybody around you dying? Wait, so who do you live with? Who do you live with? That's not a hard question.
I'm just staying alone.
You live alone. Do you work?
Yeah.
So you work, you pay your bills. You're 25-year-old who lives alone.
Yeah.
It's easy. Your problem is easy. Do you think you...
Yeah.
Huh?
What are you paying my rent? So it's not that easy with me at all. That's been difficult.
Yeah, life is. But hold on a second. Please wait. Let's just stay on one thing. And don't cry. If you're going to fight this, tears are not a weapon. Is that okay?
Okay.
Good. Do you think you know what's wrong?
No.
Why? Why don't you know what's wrong?
But I basically visited, told me that he's your husband.
Yeah, but isn't he a punk? He's sleeping with you and he wants to kill you. What kind of spiritual husband is that? That's not. That's hardly a husband. That's something like, that's a demon from hell. All right, good. Do you think you know what it is?
I don't know.
So you see, you make it hard when you say you don't know. You can't have a problem that you haven't tried to understand. What's your faith? What do you believe?
I'm just confused.
So, what do your parents believe? How did you? What's your faith? How did you grow up? Are you from the water? Do you? Are your parent? Did your parents serve something? Are you from a family where you serve the powers of dark? Do you do magic? Do you know your history?
My grandfather was a native doctor. My mom do go to church. That's the only thing I know about them.
Okay. So you still insist you don't have an idea what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So you can't say that.
Yeah.
Stop saying that. It's painfully ignorant for you to be in this kind of darkness and say you don't know. You know it. You know. Stop saying you don't know. Good. So, have you heard of God? Huh?
I don't go to church.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. Have you heard of God and have you heard of the dark? Have you heard of Satan? You've heard it. And you still insist you don't know what's wrong.
I know he's not ordinary. You know, he's far from the dark world.
Oh, so you know it's a dark thing, right?
Yeah.
Good. So when you want to leave the dark, where do you go? You go to God. Thank you. So we're somewhere. Now, the reason I think I wanted you to give me the answer to that is you can't fix a problem you don't understand. And the demon who's fighting you is not stupid. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So you must know what the problem is in order to fight it. So you understand God, you understand the dark. You know what's wrong with you is darkness, right?
Yeah.
And you know where to go. We have an answer. So are you going to go?
Yes, I'm missing like three churches now. But still, it keeps happening.
Yeah, well, I think you need to pray. And you're going to pray until it leaves you. Now, there is one law. That all power belongs to God. If you need to understand that there isn't any other power that is comparable to the power of God. Power belongs to God. You understand the dark, you understand the light. You know the game. So when the dark comes against you, you run to the light. And then you go there and you are there until salvation comes. There is no other redemption. There is no other name under heaven whereby we are saved except the name of Christ. So you go there and you, with that, oppose the dark. You contend with the darkness by the light. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Then don't cry. You go to church and you pray and salvation will come. Tears don't win this one. This is not the one you cry about. So where do you live? What churches are around there? And don't go to them churches that do magic. You can't fight the dark with the dark.
Okay.
Yes. And you have to be willing to want to come out. Do you know how to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Then you go to church and you pray. Do you know how to fast, though? Because this is the one that fasting has to also play a role in. Do you know how to fast?
Yeah.
So you pray and you fast and you find a church where they believe in the truth that is Christ and with Christ and in Christ alone. Is their deliverance. There's no other name. I don't know any other. Yeah? All right. You're good. Stop crying. This is easy work. Well, I think it is.
But my sister keep coming to me very, very hard.
You said what?
My sister keep coming to me.
I can't hear you. Sorry, could you bring it back?
I said the suicide thoughts.
Suicide thoughts.
It comes to me very, very hard that my world
Yeah.
Like
yeah. The suicide thoughts are there because of this force that has power over you. That's why it's there. The suicide thoughts and this darkness are one and the same thing. So you're being tormented by the dark. So the suicide thoughts disappears the moment you have been delivered. So someone on WhatsApp is saying you should go to MFM. Do you know where that is?
No.
Please, where is MFM? Can anybody tell us, give us a location? So if you have to find it and you have to go.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Okay, can I have any number?
To call, like a deliverance person.
Yeah.
I don't know those people. I don't know anybody who delivers. But you see, you don't need anybody. You just need God. And then maybe you need help, and I can understand that. Someone is saying the young lady needs to start listening to NSPPD prayer every morning online, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Can you do that?
Okay,
so there's a prayer session on the internet, NSPPD, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Mondays to Fridays, every morning.
Okay.
So you can find them on Facebook. I remember some people have sent me that link before.
I'm using a small phone.
You're using a small phone?
Yeah, no.
Okay, good. So I would advise that you go physically to a church, then the MFM option will be better for you.
Okay, ma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry, don't cry. The cross has come. Christ came for this. It's small work.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Be of good cheer. For salvation has come.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Someone says, advise her to go to CNS. Heck no. Well, so I don't know them. So I can't ask her to go. I've had two experiences with the white garment people. It was just a joke, both of them. So I wouldn't recommend that to no one. I speak for what I'm sure. Tested, proven, sure. Let her do the MFM one. There are too many. Wow. All of you have names of prayer houses. Nah, man. So you guys pray a lot in this country. So here, this is MFM is in Ibafo. Oh, okay. This one says NSPPD. You know, rather than send me this WhatsApp, you know, you can pray for her too. You know, all of you can in your spaces pray for her. Yeah, and deliverance will find her. Pray for her, because all these church addresses all of you are sending to me. Oh, Mountain of Fire. Which one is that? That's MFM, isn't it? Okay. Ibafo. I don't know where she's calling from. So let her ask for branches of Mountain of Fire around her area. So that's a good one. So it's kind of easy, though. So within her area, ask for the Mountain of Fire church. For this reason, Jesus came, that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. It's easy work. Oh, it's easy work. The Sony Side. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sony Side.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you here. Confession?
Yeah. No.
What?
Yes, I just want to recommend...
Why wouldn't you turn off the volume of your radio set? You know the rules.
It's off.
Thank
over.
You. Go ahead. One yes. minute.
Hey, I want to recommend, I don't know if she has Bible, at least if she has pen and paper, she should just, before she goes to MFM, I think she should go to this prayer city, MFM prayer, deliverance city, around Ibadan Express Road. Mm. Yes, MFM prayer city.
Don't they have anyone yet in her, like, that's not that
No,
far
that's the deliverance, like the deliverance ground itself.
Okay.
Yes, deliverance ground. She needs to go there. But before she goes, I think she needs to go ahead to get her Bible. She needs to read Psalms. When I say Psalms, fire brand Psalms. Now, Psalm 109, Psalm 35. If she can go ahead to read Psalm 35, then she should read Psalm 51, Psalm 35, Psalm 109, Psalm 51. she should read those stamps. She should fast with it. Like, if she can break by 12, 3 or 6, she should go ahead for 3 days before she, maybe she can rally around to get money, then go to prayer city. So Psalm 109, Psalm 35, Psalm 51.
Thank you.
Sister, you will give praise at the end of the day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. By the way, this last call, I didn't even know that guy was doing it. I didn't know he was taking his life seriously, because usually when he calls my show, he's always on to some things. But it's good to know. We'll be right back. I want to say something. So let's talk, right? I'll talk first. Here, the rule, the most basic rule, well, I'll say probably the most fundamental to every rule, is that you must know, whether it's a board game, anything, like whatever game, the game of life, any game, you must know. Rule number one, well, of course, not for the fight where I tell you must be willing to lose. No, not that category. It's the rule before you venture, or the moment you find yourself in something, you must know. There is this thing where I encounter you and you tell me something, and I say, and I ask a question, and then you say you don't know. The moment you don't know, it's game over. So whether it's someone trying to sell something, like, you know, you see adverts, right? You hear about COVID, you hear about government, you hear these things, and you want to believe someone. Well, you don't know who's plotting against you. The moment you don't know, you're sheep for the slaughter. So you must know. Knowing knowledge is the only way you are either fit for that game or you even stand a chance, any chance, like say 5% of the chance, 1% of the chance, 0.5% of a chance, 50% of a chance, 100% of a chance. You must know. If you don't know, you're done. It's not even the size of the enemy that's the threat. It's that you don't know. Like there's something crazily painful that you don't know. And so they'll exploit you, they'll rub you, they'll do you over just because you don't know. And so in all your gettings, you must seek to know. It looks like something, what it looks like and what it is are two different things, even for people, you know? So you must know. Stop saying you don't know. If it's happening to you, you're supposed to know. So, no. Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. It's good to have you. You have a confession?
I just want to shoot something.
1 minute.
Yes. You know, for the fact that she already, because she said that for the past 5 years, she has been battling with this. And for the fact that she already wants to come out, she's already out. But what I want to add is, you know, all these demons, most often, for now, she will forget about anything relationship or fornication. As she's going for this prayer, she will forget about all those things. Because those demons, they come in form of a human being. When you sleep with them, the demon will come back. So she forget about fornicating or having any relationship now until she's free with all those things.
Thank
That's
you.
What I want to say.
99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Josh.
It's good to have your confessions. Do you have a confession?
You're doing a great job. Thank you. All right. I just want to say something. I just had something about what you need to do.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. I think I'm going to give you 30 seconds. The phone lines are ringing. I have to go to confessions, believe me. Thank you.
All right. So, I think, first and foremost, the Bible says, whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, if she hasn't given her life to Christ, she needs to receive Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Like, confess Jesus into her life. Mm. Jesus, come into my heart and tell Jesus to set her free. Wherever she is, that's the very important one to do right now. So once she does that, then I tell the Lord, talk to Jesus where she is and tell Jesus to come into her heart and set her free. And then he will do his work. Before she starts doing all the other options.
Yeah.
So please do it where you are, young lady.
Anywhere you find yourself.
You will do the rest.
Thank you. The name that makes free. Welcome to the show. Hey, what's your name? Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Confession Stairs, it's good to have you here. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
My confession huh? Nigeria Info doesn't do adverts for Labour Party. Why only APC?
What do you think? Do you think we don't like Labour Party? You think we hate them? Is Nigeria Info a Labour Party extension? Are we a political institution? All right. So if Labour Party wanted to place an advertorial, if they wanted to have their jingles run, it would. We wouldn't stop them. We're non-political. Yeah. And non-partisan. So I don't know if that's a question or if that's a sentiment. But anyhow, I think I've answered both. Welcome to the show. How are you? Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Good afternoon, John.
Confessions Thursday is good to have you here. You have a confession, right?
All right. Yeah, I want to say about something. I've been crushing over my girlfriend's sister. I don't know how to get over this thing. Hello.
What's up?
Say what?
So, what do you mean you don't know how to get over crushing your crush for your girlfriend's sister? So meaning you're done with your girlfriend emotionally?
Yeah, like she's so sexy.
Oh, legit.
Like
you're gone.
I don't know how to get over her.
That's a problem. So wait, you like the younger sister because the younger sister's sexy?
No, she's my type. Like, you know, she's cool. She has everything there. You know, she got this figure. You know, that turned me on.
You're finished. Yeah, you're finished.
And this is my confession.
Well, yeah, it's a tragedy. So, are you gonna break up?
No, I like. You know, I don't know if the feeling of going down with her. I don't know, but I love her sister. Question about a younger woman. That's just it.
What sort of backyard behavior is this? Are you going to break up with your girlfriend? Well, I mean, so let's even talk about you, because there's much about you that this your last four sentences have revealed. Do you have any philosophy? Don't you think you should dignify yourself? What are you worth in the market today? Like, how should you be perceived? What do you stand for? Is there any value to you? Like, do you ask yourself those questions? Because here you are in a relationship. I've asked you if you want to break up with a girlfriend. You've ignored that, and you're talking about her younger sister. That's reckless.
No. I'm not telling you I want to break up with her sister.
No, I'm even asking if you want to break up.
No, I'm not breaking up.
Oh, so you wouldn't break up with your girlfriend. You'd then lay with the younger one.
I don't know.
You're not four. You know, guys, stop. You know. Do you think it's a good thing to do? If someone did it to you, how would you love it for breakfast?
No, very bad, very bad.
Okay. So you know bad from good, feel you should just call me and let me know that you like your.
She came around yesterday. I was just looking at her, I don't know, just like, I have to just leave, because of her, I left my house since yesterday because she came over to check on her sister.
Yeah.
So you have to
ensure you don't wreck yourself. I mean, there are pleasures that wreck a person. If you do not discipline yourself, you'll wreck yourself. And I don't know what kind of women you are attracted to, but if you wreck yourself good enough, you'll not be worth anything, even to yourself.
Oh, God.
Honest truth. I mean, if you're not worth anything to yourself, believe me, I doubt you should be worth anything to anyone. Not even a cat. So don't wreck yourself, because maybe you are worth something. You can give that to someone and they can give you themselves back. It's an immaterial, immeasurable virtue that makes life even beautiful. But, you know, there's something you're worth and someone can hold on to that. So it's bankable.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't wreck yourself because of what? 20 minutes sex. You guys even eat badly these days. It's probably like 10 minutes or 8. Maybe before one commercial stop sets on Nigeria Info finishes, you're done. It's like just poor performance. But, you know, you still think I should talk about it with you. You think it's conversation worthy. You have no shame. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'll try. I'm trying to avoid it. That's why
you can wreck yourself. That's an option, you know? Like, you can really reduce yourself to worthlessness. Or you can be worth something. Dignify yourself, gentlemen.
I'm trying. I would do that. I'm trying.
Try. Good luck. Win.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Nigeria Info.
Hello.
It's good to have you here. It's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to say something concerning the last guy that called.
30 seconds.
Oh, what an irony. What a tragedy.
Well.
When he was talking, I was just wondering. You know, somebody called that was saying that he's spiritually attacked. This one is really spiritually attacked. They have attacked him. Me deliver.
No, it's not. No, you're wrong. This is pleasure. This is passion. This
like,
is
like,
the abuse
like,
of passion.
Seriously, if he has the opportunity, in this mind, they've already slept. You tell
her. Hey, relax. Wait, stop. It's okay. It's past 30 seconds.
Like,
look, he can
like,
wreck. He
oh
ha- wait, wait.
God.
He has the option to either wreck himself or save himself.
You know what? I'm speechless. I don't want
it's
to
all right.
anything. I'm angry right now. Thank
wow.
you very much.
Wow. Don't be angry. I mean, the danger is not yours to bear. The brunt is not yours to bear. He wrecks himself and then he suffers for it. Confessions Thursday. Hey, the volume of your radio set.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon, do you have a confession?
No, it is.
30 seconds.
Yes, just, I believe the discourages. Yeah, listen.
No, let's not go back. No, I don't care for that. No, let's not even do that. It's okay.
No,
let's not do that. I don't care what people say. Stop. Thank you very much for calling me. Thank you. Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursdays, my friend. Well, it's more like one Thursday. Welcome to the show. Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're listening to Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Welcome, do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I don't have a confession. I want to talk to the last, second to the last person that said the question about the...
30 seconds.
The girlfriend's sister. This type of thing, you just go and break somebody's family. You scatter that family. In fact, don't just go there again. Don't go there so that there will be peace. Because with the little or nothing, you can love that junior sister. And before you know it, Satan will start running a helter skelter in that family. Don't just go there.
All right.
If possible, relocate and leave that place.
All right.
God who made me is just not good. It's not good.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. The Sunny Side, welcome to Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon, do you have a confession?
I can have confession, but I want to contribute to that child that has two self problems. Besides the two self problems, I noticed she needed help.
Okay.
Honestly, yes, I noticed she needed help because she said she's using a smartphone. Everybody around her is like, bully, she's staying happy over herself. I think she needs help, honestly. Thank God.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Hey, Confessions Thursday.
Hello?
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
I'm sorry about that.
You done it?
Yeah, done.
You have a confession, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I don't have a confession. So I have like two things to point out. The first one is, you know, when you say, like, when someone calls in and I'm not trying to teach you your job now, but when someone calls in and like there's this philosophy you have that when you say you don't know, the game is over, like you can't play the game and stuff. So, hello?
That's for Lords of Logic. I'm on Confessions right now. You know we can talk about that later, right?
Yeah. Okay, then I have like an advice for the lady that was complaining that she has
30 seconds.
Spiritual husbands and stuff. Like, I was going to say, if how do I even put this? That she should seek like mental help.
What?
That's the way I see it.
What? Mental help,
like,
for someone who gets raped when she sleeps.
It's all in the mind.
No, you're playing. Stop it. No, son. Stop. No, don't do that. Not on my show. Call the next show. Nigeria Info, welcome. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Make it back. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good heavens. Sometimes I think that both, some of you don't even attempt logicality. And I don't, it begins to look deliberate sometimes. Like, what do you mean mental health? Why do you think it's a drug problem? Why do you think it's a neurological problem? Why do you suppose that she's going mad? Wow. Hello, welcome to the show. It's Nigeria Info. Remember the volume of your radio set. Are you there? Make it back. Nigeria Info is Confessions Thursday. Hello? Do you have a confession?
Hello?
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, good afternoon. I don't have a confession. I want to talk about the girl that's
30 seconds.
The girl that's seeing demons in the dream.
30 seconds.
I don't know where you're staying. I would just direct her to go to a deeper life, Elijah. They always do prayer meeting deliverance every Wednesday.
Okay.
You should just go there. I don't know where she is. You should just try go there.
Yeah.
I promise her that everything will end there.
Thank you very much, yeah. Elijah. Deeper life, Elijah. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
I mean, that is against giving her drugs. Mental health. Hello, welcome to Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you. Do you have a confession? Well, I'm going to suppose you don't have a confession. We're sticking to confessions now. I have about 15 more minutes before it's a wrap. Welcome to Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. No, son, no. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Hello? Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Nigeria Info.
Exactly. Do you have a confession?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Auntie Joyce.
Do you have a confession?
All right.
Do you have a confession?
About that girl, I have...
30
have
seconds.
Issue. You see, that girl, I have something like that in my life. That girl was registered without her consent in somewhere else. But you have to tell her that she owns her own life. That's fine. Ezekiel 18 treats this issue. We will not die for our parents' sin. And our parents will not die for our own sin. This is my contribution.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info is Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Turn up the volume of your radio set. I'll appreciate that. Do you have a confession?
I've been longing to reach you on this program
for
so long.
Here you are.
Okay, I just want to contribute a little bit to what the challenge that lady is having.
30 seconds.
The problem she's having is real. But let me say something. There is something called a Holy Ghost call. We call it personal relationship with Jesus. She has a relationship with that power that comes to have affair with her. She need to break that relationship and create a new relationship. It's as simple as that. If she starts the program, it doesn't need any church. It's just her and God.
Thank
she starts
you.
The program, the solution is right there in God's presence.
Thank you.
That's all I want to say.
99.3 Nigeria Info. I do appreciate your commentary. It's Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Turn off the volume of your radio set. I'll appreciate if you speak up and go ahead. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to say
that. No, I'm sorry. We will no longer take any more commentaries on her, on the lady with the spiritual issue. I think we all agree that there is salvation for her, and we have told her where to go. She should go to Christ, and Christ will deliver her. And that's real. That's real simple. I do not want to further that conversation anymore. So if you want to leave an advice, I would no longer take any more advice on that. Except you have a confession. Yes. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you. Good to have you here. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Enjoy.
Yes. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to talk about what happened to me when I was working in the company then. Because I remember the guy that said he has sex for pleasure. Actually, it happens to me then.
Sorry, who has sex for pleasure? Who's that?
I think, is it pleasure or what? I think the guy said, yeah, having sex that he's going to discipline himself. I think I heard that. After
you mean the guy who called in saying that he's sleeping with, he likes his younger, his girlfriend's sister?
Yes, yes, yes. So actually, I want to say, actually, sleeping with, there's sometimes that you sleep with a lady that something bad might happen. Because when it happens to me, then I was sleeping with a lady where I was working, bad luck always happened to me. So when I discipline myself, I stopped. Then I called anytime that hurt wants to happen to me, I call blood of Jesus and it stopped. So in meaning, just want to say to that other lady too that said something that always has sex with her.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
No, a minute.
No, I'm sorry, I don't have it. That's why I'm not. No. I'm sorry, I'm not going to speak about it because I don't have a minute to give to you. The answer is straightforward. There's nothing any of us can say. It's either she's redeemed or she's not, and we all agree that redemption is in Christ. Then she should go to Christ. There isn't any language, any advice that brings salvation. It's just too much talk. She's going to go to Christ, and she's going to be fine. We're leaving it at that. Thank you. Hello, welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you? The volume of your radio set. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Hi.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession? I'm glad you're here. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
All right, please go ahead.
The issue is that I'm married with two kids.
Nice.
I give a lot of support to my wife in whatever, you know, she desires to do in life. And it's kind of hot because she's kind of using it to get back to me. You know, taking every opportunity for granted. Mm-hmm. And I was able to tolerate her to a particular stage, and I had to sit her down a few days ago that, look, I think I've had it enough. This thing is not working. We've been together for more than 6 years. I think if we are partners should be able to listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it works. I should be able to tolerate each other. But, you know, she has this kind of attitude going to work, coming back very late. You have two kids. How do you... You don't even care about how they get to survive before you come back. You have a family to look after. So I've sat her down once. I told her, is it that she choose her job over the family, or she choose the family over the job, or she try to balance the situation? So before I came up recently that, come, I think it's not working. We are both adults. Let's just go our separate ways. Because I can't keep complaining the same thing. But now the thing is that she has changed. Ever since I came up with that idea of let's separate, she changed totally. She's a changed person. But the love is no more there.
The love from her to you, or love from you to her?
The love from me to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then her absence wasn't even the issue then. Like, there's another issue here.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get that.
Her absence wasn't the issue.
She has actually done it times without number.
Yeah, that's not enough for you to stop loving her.
I've been tolerating her. I've been looking for a way, you know.
She's changed.
I married my friend.
You said she changed. You said she changed. For the better, right? Like, she's pretty much a little bit more considerate now.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, can you see that? It's not her now.
Just, you know, get back to the initial stage when love was really at the top. Finding it difficult getting back to that stage.
Well,
to that level.
So it's not her problem. Let's just establish that this is not her problem. So this is you no longer interested in her. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out the foundation of this. It's not her. Can we see that it's not her? Can you hear me? Hello?
I can't.
Okay, so she's not the problem here. You've fallen out of love. You probably want something else.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, so I'm losing you. I'm not sure why. I would love to be off on a break. Hold on. Pardon me. Okay, pardon me, please. I would like to be off on a break. When I come back, maybe I'll continue with you. So if you'll call me back, that would be great.
All right.
Thank you. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. And I'm off on a break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're on the sunny side. It's Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the sunny side.
Welcome. And I think I'll do this one before make it back. So the last caller was saying something about no longer being interested in his marriage. Let me see. Is this him? Oh, make it back. All right. So I think that we need to establish what is wrong with your choice. And from that gist you just surrendered to me, your wife is not the reason for the choice. So something else is at play. Now, the reason why it's necessary to determine the cause of a problem is so that you know how to handle it. So that you don't even go around telling the story of, my wife used to come back late, and now I want a divorce. Like, so you understand, it wouldn't be fair, both on her and on your own judgment. So you see, every time you have to make a decision about anything, you want your judgment to be structured in a way that you can depend on them another time. So if you paralyze the structure of your judgment, then every reality you'll be confronted with, you would be dealing or confronting those realities with a paralyzed structure of thinking, or a weakened human psyche, or just because you can't depend on your judgments, you make things up as they go, and you're going to make life both hard for those who meet you and those and yourself. So your wife is not the problem. Now, when your wife is not a problem, something else is at play. So you can say, hey, honey, yeah, it's not as before. The fire is gone. So both of you can see whether you can both try to get the fire back. I mean, if you say that you told her you could leave the marriage if she doesn't fix things or consider you and the children and she changed, then maybe she can do something else to make the fire come back. So have a word with her and find out how both of you can restore whatever might be lost light in that union. And it's possible, but I'm just trying to underscore that you can't hold her responsible for what might now be the present state of your marriage. You all have been terribly wonderful. Thank you for time with you. Off on a break, we'll be right back. We're about to give to you headlines next on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce.